الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين my respected elders and my dear brothers in Islam السلام عليكم ورحمة الله I am from Pakistan and I have been to South Africa for the first time. But I have intention to go each and everywhere in the world where human beings they reside because I am the ummati of the last prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and this is a big status once upon a time one of our prime minister in our country he happened to be at Raven, which is a big markaz center in Pakistan, like Masjid al-Hilal at Durban. And one of his brother is currently our Prime Minister. His name was Nawaz Sharif. His father brought his three sons. One of them deceased, he is no more here in the world. And when they met Haji Abdul Wahab Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, he asked our Prime Minister of that time that you think I am the Prime Minister of Pakistan, but I say that you don't think yourself as a Prime Minister of Pakistan because this is not a big status. You think yourself a Muslim and ummati of the last prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a very big status. You cannot imagine. And Haji Sahab himself used to say in his bayan many times that when I happened to go in Masjid Nizamuddin at New Delhi for the first time in 1944 and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me and I got a company of Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh for almost a period of 6 months because Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh passed away in probably June 1944 and Haji Abdul Wahab Sahab as per his saying happened to be there in 1st January 1944 and after the death of Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayh his son became the responsible for this work of Dawa and Tabligh and at that time Haji Sahab used to work in post office department, and his office was few kilometers from Masjid Nizamuddin. He used to go there early in the morning and afternoon. As soon as he used to be free from the office, he used to visit Masjid Nizamuddin and remain to be there till next morning. Haji Sahib said that once Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi asked me that when you go to your work, you make intention first that I am Ummati of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam first, then I am employee of post office department. Haji Sahib told that I could not understand that what did Maulana Yusuf want by asking me to make this intention that I am Ummati of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam first, and then I am employee of the post office department. In spite that I could not understand and follow the purpose of this intention, I, on the very next day, before going to my office, before leaving Masjid Nizamuddin for my office, I made intention that I am Ummati of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam first, and then I am employee of the post office department, and then I started my journey. Sometime I used to go my office on foot. Many of you, those who met him, they know that he was a very, mashallah, bodily a strong person. He used to go to Lahore from Raven on foot many times, and sometime even Gujranwala. And Gujranwala, I think, is not less than 60 kilometers from Raven on foot. MashaAllah, so strong in body. This was a blessing from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the very first day when I made intention that I am Ummati of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam first, then I am employee of the post office department also, he told that while on the way to my office and similarly on returning from my office to Masjid Nizamuddin, almost 7 to 10 people I talked who met with me while on the way going towards my workplace and on return to Masjid Nizamuddin. And I talked to them that what I am and what we are. And most of them, they were Muslims. And after returning my office, I felt a lot of power and force in my heart. So unbelievably, I was full of enthusiasm. So this is the benefit of making intention. So we also make intention and see the results, that I am Muslim first and Ummati of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam first, then I am husband of my wife, father of my children, and doctor of that concerned hospital, if I am a doctor, or I am a businessman later on, I am a landlord, I am a cultivator. So what I am, there are many statuses and positions of a person at a time. But we always prioritize that which position is most important, and I think about them, that position, maximally, and I devote my capabilities and my energies maximally for that particular position which I think is the most important to me. So my respected elders and my dear brothers, this is our recognition, this work of effort of Deen. And what we can do is, we just make intention from heart, a true intention. And then we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq. Because tawfiq is blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawfiq means energy to do or power to do what we have intended. That is blessed and given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is a small good deed or it is a very big hasana. So it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are not an ordinary ummah. We are the best ummah. And this is narrated by our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His holy book. And as we listen from ulama-e-karam, that the praise which has been described in the verses of Quran about this ummah has never been mentioned about any ummah in any previous holy book. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You are the best ummah, and it is written in Hayat al-Sahaba by Maulana Yusuf Sahab rahmatullah alayh, that during the Caliphate of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during the era of his caliphate, he used to address Sahaba radiallahu anhu, his companions, and used to recite this verse of Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not revealed the ayah as antum khaira ummatin. Rather, the words of ayah about the greatness of this ummah is kuntum khaira ummatin, that you can be the best ummah if you do the conditions which have been described in this verse of Quran. If you fulfill all these conditions, then you will be written, then you will be considered as the best ummah. And what are those conditions? These are three. First is تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You have to bring the people, rather you have to bring each and every Muslim on the obedience of commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first duty. And it is said by ulama-e-kiram that performance of obligatory salat or the first salat is the biggest ma'ruf. If a person is not performing obligatory salat, or if performing but is not regular, rather is irregular, if we go to him, we visit to him, we make ikram of him, we offer a cup of tea, we offer a glass of cold drink to him, or we help him in other matters just to win his heart, and then we persuade him by narrating in front of him the virtues of salat, especially the obligatory salat, and after our effort of say 1 week, 2 weeks, 4 weeks or more or less than that, he starts saying farz salat 5 times a day, then it means we have brought that particular person on the biggest ma'ruf. And if a person stops performing obligatory salat, farz salat, like fajr, zuhr, asr, maghrib, isha, these are the 5 farz salat prayers, obligatory prayers, or is not regular, sometime he performs, at other time he does not perform, especially after having a small excuse, he does not bother about the first salat, then it means practically he is committing a biggest munkar. So bringing a person, a Muslim brother, to be a regular performer of the first salat is just like to bring a person on a biggest ma'ruf. And at the same time, we have prevented him committing the biggest munkar. So these are the two basic duties of a Muslim. To become the best of ummah. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. And we have to establish narrations and halqas, and we have to describe the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of people, so that we can have a strong and firm faith in our heart. Because iman, or the faith, is not a solid thing, that once we invest some money, for example, 1 million rand, and we go to the market and purchase 1 kilo iman. So this is not like that. This is not a solid thing. Iman, or the firm faith, is a condition, or is an inner condition, which is continuously variable. And there is a story written in Hikayat-e-Sahaba about Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Once upon a time, after completing the company of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to his home, met his wife, children, and as it happens when a person go to home, met wife, children, so they started talking about the domestic issues and other things. So after some time, all of a sudden, Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu anhu realized that the condition of my heart has been changed. It is not like the condition which was earlier when I was sitting in the company of my beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I think I am na'uzu billah a munafiq, hypocrite. And he started loudly seeing this feeling that, oh, Hanzala has become hypocrite. Oh, Hanzala has become hypocrite. Hanzala to munafiq ho gaya. And he is saying like that loudly, and came out of his house and started walking towards the house of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on the way, he met Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he listened the voice of Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu anhu, he asked Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, asked him, "What happened to you? What you are saying?" He told him the same story, that when I was sitting in the company of my beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I was looking the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and after entering into Jannah, the blessing and the bounties of Jannah, when finding all these bounties, the beautiful faces of people in the Jannah was in front of me, and the horrible voices of people who were burning in the fire of Jahannam, I was listening. But when I returned to my home, met my wife, my children, all these things vanished after some time. So I became worried and anxious that what happened to me? Probably I am not a true Muslim. Na'uzu billah, summa na'uzu billah, I have become munafiq. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Oh my friend, this is also true with me. No, he was not the single one. No, both of them, they traveled to their beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and narrated the whole story. And after listening the story, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a gentle smile and told to them, "Oh my dear companions, listen to me carefully. The status or the condition of iman which you people attain in my company, it could not be possible for you people to have the same status every time. Is it not possible to have for you people to have the same status of iman every time?" And at an other occasion, Sahaba Rizwanullah alayhim ajma'in were sitting in front of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked to them, "Jaddidu imanakum, oh my dear companions, you please make effort to renew your iman, renew your faith." And after listening this advice from the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum requested that, "O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rasulullah, kaifa nujaddidu imanana? How we can renew our iman?" And on that particular occasion, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that by reciting La ilaha illallah excessively, by reciting La ilaha illallah excessively. So this simple recitation of the Kalima Tayyiba renews our iman. Renews our iman. And in early ages, which is termed as Qurune Ula, Muhaddiseen and other Fuqaha-e Karam, they used to say that every Muslim should recite Kalma repeatedly, because many times it happens that we say something unintentionally that makes it to become out of the circle of iman, and we don't know. And this is the virtue of recitation of kalma La ilaha illallah, that makes us to re-enter in the circle of iman. And according to another hadith, whosoever recite kalma La ilaha illallah, whether in the day or in the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the angels to wipe out all the sins who recite La ilaha illallah. Whether we will recite this kalma at the day or in the night, our all sins will be wiped out. And furthermore, the angels are asked to write down the number of good deeds or hasanat according to the number of sins committed by that particular person who recited La ilaha illallah. So my dear brothers and my respected elders, these are the circles of Iman. And we need these circles every day, rather many times a day. And we have to establish. If we read the life of the companions of the Prophet, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba karam rizwanullah alaihim ajma'in, so this was a common practice in their age, that whenever a Sahabi, companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, used to see another brother, so first of all, like today, when we meet each other, we make salam and we ask, how are you? How is your health? How is your family? How is your job? But in the era of Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, so first thing which they used to ask was, let us sit and establish a halqa of Iman. Ijlis bina nomin sa'atan. Sometimes they go to the market and meet a brother. Assalamu alaikum. Kum bina nomin sa'atan. Let us come and sit in the masjid. And bring faith on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Yawm al-Akhirah, the life of grave, the day of judgment, life of Jannah, life of Jahannam. And for this establishing, making this practice, there were few Sahaba radiyallahu anhum who became very much famous, like Abdullah bin Rawah radiyallahu anhu. And on one occasion, one of the Sahabi radiyallahu anhu made the complaint to the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, oh Prophet of Allah, we have not brought Iman on you. This our brother Abdullah bin Rawah, when he met with us, when he see us, the first thing he asked to us is, Ijlis bina nomin sahatan. So we cannot understand what type of Iman he want from us. We have already accepted Islam and we have Iman on you, O the Prophet of Allah. So what they want from us? So on this query, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again gave a beautiful smile and encouraged the practice of these Sahaba, who after seeing a brother, they used to request for establishing the Halqa-e-Iman. And Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu replied that, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that, if Abdullah bin Rawah when see to you and meets to you and request for sitting to narrate the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and requests for Halqa-e-Iman, so he is good in his practice because he liked these things. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam appreciated this practice of his beloved companions, Sahaba Karam, Rizwanullah alayhim ajma'in. Now my dear brothers and respected brothers in Islam, how much difference is between the age of era of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum and today? 1447 years. Almost 14 and a half century. And just we imagine that if establishment of Halqa-e-Iman was necessary for Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, how much it is necessary for me and you? Is it necessary or not? So we should make intention. That is why our elders say that each and every Muslim should spare at least 2.5 hours daily for this activity. Because nowadays this thing is new for us. They're sitting and talking about Iman, talking about life of grave, talking about the details of Day of Judgment, talking about the details of Jannat, talking about the details of Jahannam. So when we will spare 2.5 hour daily, and this becomes the 1/10 of the day and night, and this tartib has been deducted from the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked to the Sahaba kiram Rizwanullah alayhim ajma'in, his companions, that if you will leave 1/10 of the effort of deen, you will be answerable. And after me, a time will come when people of my ummah, like you and me, if they spare 1/10, if they do this work of effort of deen, 1/10 which you do, they will be successful. So I make intention, inshallah, on daily basis I will spare at least 2.5 hour. And I also request you all that you please also make intention that we all will spare on daily basis at least 2.5 hour. And then our elders, alhamdulillah, they tell us in detail that what to do in these 2.5 hours. We have to sit in the masjid. We have to think that there are how many Muslim houses around this masjid, around this musalla. For example, if there are 100 houses around this masjid, Al-Hilal, or around this masjid, around this musalla, if you are living somewhere else. And on average, if there are 2 adult men living in each house, so it means there are 200 adult men, they are living in the near vicinity of our musalla or masjid. Now we have to sit and think that whether all these 200 are coming regularly in 5-time obligatory salat or not. And surely, as we see everywhere in the world, that the regular brothers in performing 5 times salat, the percentage is not more than 15 to 20%. Somewhere very less, somewhere somewhat better. So we have, the first thing which we have to think is to bring the remaining brothers who are not visiting masjid, who are not performing salat in congregation, collectively, maal jamaa. So we have to persuade them. We have narrate the virtues of performing the congregation salat, that the reward is 25 to 27 times more. As compared to the salat which is performed individually or alone. And at the same time, we have to think that in our whole city, there are how many Muslim brothers? There are how many masajid and musalla? And what is the status of Muslim brother visiting 5 times masjid to perform the farz salat? And we will send jamaat from our masjid to the locality where the percentage is minimum. Same is true, we have to think about the whole world. Right from Fiji Island in the east, where the sun rises first of all, daily, up till Canada, Alaska, where the sun sets in the west. Any island, any village, any city or country where the condition of our Muslim brothers is poorest. So they deserve for an urgent jamaat to be sent there. If I myself can go there, I should present my name to our elders that I am ready to go that particular island, that particular country, because this is my duty. If I die without making intention to reach there, I will be answerable. And our Haji Sahib used to say, when we make intention to go to the countries of the world, we should never look into our pockets. We should never look into the pockets. That what is present in my pocket? What is present in my bank balance? No, never. Rather, we should look into the treasures of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That what is present in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if I am accepted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go to that particular country, to meet the Muslim brothers there and to convince them, in 1994, once of our jamaat from Pakistan happened to visit Germany. And we started our journey from Berlin. The next city of our route was Hamburg. That was a very big seaport like Durban. And this almost 200 kilometers distance was previously under the control of Russia. It was Eastern Germany. We were 7 brothers and we used to travel on foot almost 10-12 kilometers daily. Because this was advice from our elders in Pakistan, that if you happen to spend a night in a village, if there is a single person who recites La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, you consider this village as Muslim village. You consider this village as Muslim village. And you spend at least two nights. And if we happen to spend our night in a village where there was not even a single Muslim, then our elders used to say then that you consider this village or locality as a non-Muslim village, and you spend at least one night here also, and you just say your salat, obligatory salat with congregation, with azan, and you establish halqa ta'aleem, and you do not say anything, you do not give dawah to the non-Muslims. But our practice was, when we used to reach a village, the first thing we used to do was, we see the important person of the locality, like counselor, and in German language this person used to be called as Burgermeister. And when we used to go there and we used to ask them that we have come from Pakistan and this is our route and our purpose of coming here is to see our Muslim brothers, to meet our Muslim brothers, and also visit your beautiful country. So please guide us how we reside here. Alhamdulillah, most of the time they used to welcome us. It was winter and very cold, sometime temperature minus 5 or that. And they used to offer a room in a nearby school. Alhamdulillah, we used to spend our night there. Sometime we used to spend the night in our tent, which was with us. So there were two, three, or more than that villages in which, unfortunately, we could not find a Muslim brother. So once we requested the burgomaster of the village that please guide us, because for the last 2-3 days we are unable to see any Muslim brother. Can you help us? This is our route. Our next big city is Hamburg. He sat with us and started thinking. He said, okay, there is a big building, but it is a bit away from your route. If you go there, it is almost 25 kilometers. And alhamdulillah, first from Pakistan we reached Frankfurt, which was the capital of Germany at that time. And there was a local gathering, like it is going to be happen in your Durban on 9th, 10th, coming Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So there was a gathering there. And on the second day of our arrival in Frankfurt, the brother Muhammad Nawaz, who was the responsible brother of that country, Germany, he was originally from Indian occupied Kashmir. He told us that we have a brother from Lebanon. His name is Ali Mustafa Abu Hashim. He has a big van with him, and with a small cart behind the van for your luggage and utensils. And he is very eager to, our Jamaat was for 1 year. Padal Jamaat. And if you allow, he is ready to spend 4 months with you. So we made mashwara, and most of the brother remarked that it is good if he is ready to spend 4 months for us. It will be feasible for us when the intervening distance between the two villages is more than 10 to 12 kilometers. It was allowed by our elders, if the distance is more than 10 to 12 kilometers, then you can use the vehicle also. So we accepted his offer and he started his journey with us. So when that burgomaster told us that there is a big building where you can find hundreds of Muslims, those who are refugees from, and they have come from Bosnia. Because in that year, Bosnia was newly liberated from Serbia. And a lot of Muslims, Bosnian Muslim brothers, they immigrated to Germany. So alhamdulillah, we decided to go there. And near Maghrib, we reached at that building, which is termed in German language as Azulinheim. And sunset was near. So after sunset, we made azan and we started salat with jama'ah. And after making salam, completing the first salat, we observed that a lot of men, women and children, they have encircled us. There was a light rain at that time. And every one of us, every one of them was requesting to go inside the building. And we reached inside the building. They spared complete one room for us. And the happiness on the faces was worth seeing. You cannot imagine. It was something to be observed. And they remained with us. When we made wuzu, they were observing. And we requested them that you please also make ablution. They none of them was having any concept of salat. Only one of them, and his age was at that time 75 years almost, and he said that one of my grandmother used to do as you people did just before. But they, and none of them know what is Kalma Tayyiba. Alhamdulillah, after saying Salat, we sat with them and we recited, we made groups, 3, 4, and we recited, one of our brother used to sit with that group and recited Kalma. And requested them, you please also follow us. And they were very eager to recite Kalma. They were not knowing how to perform Salat. But we requested them to please join us. You just follow us. Even you do not know anything. You just follow us. And we stayed there 2 nights. And they offered everything which they were possessing. They also presented us meat. And every one of us was reluctant to take meat. And they understood why these Pakistani brothers, they are not taking the meat. One of them said, oh, please, with symbols, that please take this meat. I myself have slaughtered this animal. So their happiness was really you cannot imagine. And the reason behind was that our ancestors were Muslims, and these Pakistani brothers, they are also Muslims, and they have come to see us just for the sake of Islam, just for the sake of Kalma Tayyiba, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So the necessity of this work, especially in the foreign countries abroad, really you can understand only when you go there. So this is our request, that you please give your names, especially brothers who have completed 4 months in your own country. No, you please, and you are lucky that you can go more than 100 countries without getting visa, prayer visa. You have entry, you get stamp there after on arrival. So you are lucky people. And those who have not spent 4 months in your own homeland, they are requested to please give your name for 4 months, because this is the minimum period to learn this work of effort of deen. Because in another verse of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you please announce this work of dawah, effort of deen, is my duty and duty of my each and every follower. Qul hazihi sabili adu ilallah ala basiratin ana wa manittaba'ani. Wa manittaba'ani mean any followers till the day of judgment who say la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, this is his responsibility also. Adu ilallah ala basir, and this going out in the path of Allah for 4 months is to learn this wisdom. Basira. Basira means wisdom. And this one can learn only when he leave his home, leave his temporarily, his business, his job. Like when we have some sickness and our doctor, visiting physician advice that you have to make complete bed rest for 6 weeks. Every one of us is ready, because he or she think, if I am not going to fulfill the advice of my treating physician, how I will survive? Same is true, my real brothers. Rather, more than this, it is necessary for us to go out in the path of Allah and to learn the wisdom which is required to do this work. So please give your names for 4 months, for 7 months, for other countries.
MashaAllah, who's ready, brothers? MashaAllah, who's ready for 4 months, inshallah?
Ready for 4 months.
MashaAllah, yes. Fahad from Australia. Ji, bolo. Everybody should make niyat, inshallah. MashaAllah, brothers. Who's ready, inshallah? The Australian brothers are giving the names, brothers. Come, inshallah. 4 months, inshallah. My dear, they gave us some kaal gudari about the 1 year pedal in Germany. My dear, this make niyat for 4 months pedal in this country, inshallah. Who makes niyat, inshallah? 4 months pedal. Those who have not gone to India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, make niyat for 4 months. India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. And those who have gone already, make niyat for 4 months, inshallah. Pedal, inshallah. Stand up and give our names, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers. Ji. Who makes niyat, inshallah? Ji, mashallah. Allah kabul. Ji, who else? 4 months pedal, inshallah. 4 months IPB. 4 months foreign. Who makes niyat, inshallah? MashaAllah, Maulana. Ji, who else makes niyat? Come. Ji.
And for making niyah, our intention, no money is required, no visa is required. Just to stand up and pronunciate your name. And immediately the angel sitting on our right shoulder will write down, Hasana. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with the tawfiq, 10 times more. This is the minimum. Wallahu yuza'ifu liman yasha. We cannot imagine how many times. It is according to our ikhlas and sacrifice. So please do not hesitate to at least make intention to give your names.
Hello, who's ready, mashallah? Bolo. Come, my dear. As Amin Sahib is saying, make niyat. Yeah. Your name?
Nuruddin.
Mashallah. Ji, bolo. 4 months, inshallah. Ji. Muhammad Asmal, mashallah. Ji. Make niyat, my dear brothers. Sometimes you're frightened to make niyat, you think we don't want to get accepted. Ji. Come, inshallah. Make niyat, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers. Allah is putting it in the heart. Let's stand up and give our name. Ji. Zakat. Ji, Holy Sahib. Muhammad. Ji, Fakhruddin. Ji, who else, mashallah? Come. Ji, your name?
Amir. A bit louder, please.
Who else, mashallah? Come. Ji. It's coming in the heart. Let's stand up and give our names, my dear. MashaAllah. Ji, make niyat, inshallah. Which masjid make niyat for chilla jamaats from the masjid from the istima, inshallah. Yeah. Stand up and give our names. Ji, the different areas, different halkas, different zones, inshallah. Stand up and give niyat, inshallah. Which masjid or halkas are making fikr for jamaats to come out from the istima, inshallah. Come.
Every brother, please make intention of whole jamaat. Whether it is for 4 months, for 40 days, for countries abroad, whatever the intention you make, make with full jamaat, at least 7 to 10 brothers. And then start effort. A bit loud, please.
Chatswood, inshallah.
MashaAllah.
Chatswood, mashallah.
MashaAllah. Taqabbal Allah.
Who else, mashallah? Ji, Dr. Parak, one Jamal from Ashwood, inshallah. Ji, Allah, Ji, 2 Jamaat, mashallah. Allah Kabul, 2 Jamaat from Ashwood. Ji, which are the areas? Bolo. Phoenix Halka, Hot Zone Halka, Palok Halka, Ji. Madri Ibrahim, 1 Jamaat, mashallah. Bolo. Ji, which are the areas? Come. Ji, Palok, 1 Jamaat, Ji. Spingo 4 Jamaat, inshallah. Stanger 1 Jamaat, inshallah. Ji. Vellum 1 Jamaat, inshallah. Ji. Give names, my dudes. It's marriageable, you're staying out 4 Jamaat, inshallah. Woodlands. Reservoir Hills, mashallah. Allah Kabul. Ji. After Islam, Shawud, mashallah. Ji, which are the areas? Bolo. Mashallah. All those who gave the names for 4 months, stand up in your place, inshallah. All those brothers who made niyat for 4 months, stand up in our places, inshallah. Come, my dudes. All those who made niyat for 4 months, stand up, inshallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
I'm going to my right. So many brothers gave niyat for 4 months, going to my right, inshallah.
MashaAllah. on this side, please. For 4 months. Within the country? Yeah, mashallah.
Some will go India, Pakistan.
Ah, both. Yeah.
Ji. Bolo, inshallah. Who else? Made niyat, inshallah, go on my right hand side. My dear brothers, the purpose of coming every Friday to Shab-e-Jummah, Shab-e-Guzari, is that we make fikr for the whole week in our area and we bring satis to the Shab-e-Guzari and we make fikr for them to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But next week, my dear brothers, there won't be Shab-e-Guzari. We'll all be at the Ijtima, inshallah. We've got only 6 days left. 6 days left to make fikr for the Ijtima. My dear brothers, the important thing is to take this artist out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not be, my dear brothers, that we come there free, no, azadi mizad, free-minded. But we come there and we make fikr also in the Ijtima. Before Ijtima and at the Ijtima, we make fikr that how brothers can come out in the path of Allah. All of us should be the people who should be giving dawat all the time at the Ijtima, inshallah. In Firari dawat, all the new people that are coming there, we make fikr on them and make tashkir of them to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, my dear brothers. All the halkas can sit and make fikr for the different aspects of for the Ijtima, inshallah. So the halkas should sit and make fikr now. Jazakallah.